AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Former FBI Director James Comey was indicted again, this time over a social media photo of seashells arranged on a beach that officials say constituted a threat against President Trump. Here's Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche.
Threatening the life of the President of the United States will never be tolerated by the Department of Justice. Over the past year, this department has charged dozens of cases involving threats against all sorts of individuals. We take these seriously, every single one of them.
Comey says he assumed the arrangement of the shells reading 8647 was a political message, not a call to violence. According to Merriam-Webster, 86 is slang meaning to throw out, to get rid of, or to refuse service to. And 47 refers to Trump as the 47th president. Today will likely be a momentous day for the future of the Federal Reserve, as Chair Jerome Powell could signal whether he plans to stay with the Fed, even as the Senate Banking Committee is expected to vote on the nomination of Kevin Warsh to succeed him. Elon Musk testified yesterday in his lawsuit against tech moguls Sam Altman and Greg Brockman. All three were involved in founding OpenAI. Musk claims the company was meant to be a nonprofit, but that Altman and Brockman stole it. OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma is set to be dissolved and replaced by a company focused on the public good by the end of the week. A federal judge delivered a criminal sentence to the company to resolve a U.S. Department of Justice probe, a last necessary step to clear the way for the settlement. Powerful thunderstorms ripped roofs off homes and flattened buildings yesterday in Mineral Wells, a small city west of Fort Worth, Texas. At least one possible tornado was reported. This is AP News. Commemorative passports with President Trump's picture will be released by the State Department. AP correspondent Ed Donahue explains.
It's part of the nation's 250th birthday celebration. Between 25,000 and 30,000 of the new passports will be available to applicants at the Washington, D.C. Passport Office starting shortly before July 4th. It will feature the president's picture over a gold imprint of his signature on an interior page, while the cover will feature the words United States of America in bold gold print at the top and passport at the bottom, a small gold laminate American flag with the number 250 encircled by stars will be at the bottom of the back cover. It's the latest instance of having the president's name and likeness added to buildings and documents. There are attempts to put the presidential signature on all new paper currency. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.